to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Today is January 25th, 2021. 5 days after the supposed inauguration of one of the biggest crooks in history. Now, when this happened, I'm going to be honest, I was very, very disappointed. Like all of you, I was expecting something to take place. We heard, a week before the inauguration happened, the arrests were going to happen. Then it turned into that Sunday, Monday before the inauguration that something was going to happen. And then it turned to the day of. It's like, because then it's go time, it's do or die, right? Nothing happens. I'm like, I was dumbfounded for the longest time. All right, we'll let this play out, see what happens. You know, today's the Monday after the, what was it? Let me look. Wednesday when it was actually, so almost, we're almost going on a week away from it now. Oh my God, ladies and gentlemen. I know a lot of you, there's something to be said that there's something else going on. I'll admit that. But we gotta take a step back here. And a lot of these theories, it's like, we're listening to these, let's be honest. We're listening to these people that have say they have these high-level sources, and then nothing gets delivered. You know, I'm not saying that people like Simon Parks and Charlie Ward and Robert David Steele don't have contacts, but they're obviously being fed shit information. Now, things can change, sure, but when you go from a week before to Sunday, Monday, and then to the day of, and they're saying, oh, when the 20th comes, whose hand's on the Bible? It's going to be Trump. You know, it was getting so ridiculous. And there's a lot of theories out there. I want to kind of cover some of these, but like I said, I don't want this to be a total downer show. I kind of want this to be like a recalibration show for you guys that actually listen to this. I know censorship has drawn stuff away, and you know, people go looking for information, they're gonna look elsewhere. You know, like I was trying to look for information, then you end up with like Simon Parks, and it's like, I knew it wasn't good when I was listening to him, but it was hope, it was something. And I think a lot of us wanted hope. But there's a lot of these crazy theories with all this. So, they're saying Biden is in a movie set in California. Number one, where the hell do you get that from? Because you can do a little research. And I know a lot of this comes from that wallpaper scene. You know, you got the wallpaper in the Oval Office. So you got a picture of Trump, it shows the striped wallpaper, and then you got the one of Biden, and then this one's got the floral pattern on the wall. The issue with that is there's ones with Trump with the same floral pattern. So what happened is, and I think we knew about this, Trump went on that long vacation, and this was in year one of his presidency. He went on that vacation, and during that time, and we saw this from the Q drops, if I should say that name anymore. You know, has some stuff not been delivered with Q? Yeah, but there's a lot of stuff, and the reason I still can follow the Q stuff, Q hasn't posted, let's be honest. Stuff hasn't been delivered, but the problem I can't write it off is because there is so much Q proofs, okay? And that's the issue with it. But here on screen, ladies and gentlemen, is the floral pattern. Now, what happened was is that week when that first year when he was in office, he took like a week away from the White House, I believe it was. I can't remember the exact amount of time, but it was some substantial time. Now, during that time, they were like gutting things because trying to look for like listening devices and all that. And it'd be very easy to, you know, cut a hole in the wallpaper and put a little device in there that can hear. Why not? So they went through and like cleaned this thing. So you can check the wallpaper conspiracy theory off that's been going around on the net, the interwebs. And the other thing is, if you're doing these press briefings, those press briefings are in the White House, and then they go and ask Biden questions. So these people go there. I know the fake news isn't very credible. But I 100% firmly believe that Biden is actually in the White House. They filmed them going there. They filmed them going in. All right, let's not kid ourselves. And there's this other theory of the flag being taken down. Well, I've seen pictures with it up. No one can say that you can't, like, take it down and change it or do whatever. Like, maybe they had a half mass or whatever it was. But it's up, okay? That's another thing. There's this desk, or there's this box that sits on the desk. And this one here says, Biden removes Trump's Diet Coke button from Oval Office. So they're saying that this, and I've seen this wood box with Trump a lot. And I was like, okay, what is that thing? You know, I didn't know much about it. And now after this came up, I kind of researched it more. I thought it was maybe like a voice recording thing or something so he can have a record. But there's some people saying that this was his Diet Coke button, okay? Trump would push this button and then a butler would come in with a silver tray and deliver him a Diet Coke. And they also said Obama used it for tea. I don't know. Does that make sense? When I look elsewhere, they're saying that this is for a Secret Service. If he needs help from Secret Service, he can push that button. Which would kind of make sense. I mean, if you're in a private meeting with some leaders or something or whatever, and then it gets hostile, you know, why wouldn't you have a hot button you could hit or they could come in and help you out? That makes sense to me. Of course, the media pushes it as a Diet Coke button. Biden doesn't have it on his desk. So that was kind of being looked at like, okay, he doesn't actually have the Secret Service protection. Because we got a picture here with Bill Clinton has it, George Bush has it, I had another one with Obama. Now, I don't want to get into too many other conspiracy theories and stuff. What I really want is that when somebody says something or you see a photo, and we have to do this, you guys have to do research on your own, because it's right now it's very hard with the voices being censored and you know, just harder to get information. So people are going to be led, and there's a lot of channels that like are really like, yeah, they get a lot of views, and I don't want to like, you know, pick on them, but I'm being honest here. I could have easily came out and said, oh, this is, you know, a fake election, blah 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 blah, and, you know, and got everybody all hyped up. I don't like to deceive my listeners and viewers. So that being said, I don't want to give up hope either, because there's some things that just don't add up on this whole election thing. It doesn't feel right, for one. You know, when Trump left, and this was after he knew he lost, and he basically said the next administration is going to take place, he still said the best is yet to come. Now, does that give me, like, you know, how do you take that? It's not like, oh, he's going to come in and he's going to, you know, be president. Maybe there's something else to occur. Now, the ongoing thing is that it's the corporation, and the U.S. was signed away from the corporation, and then we're going to be under military rule for a little while, and then they'll take it out, and then we'll come bring in this Gisara program. I hope that's the case, ladies and gentlemen, but after what we've seen, I don't hold my breath anymore. And there's especially so much disinformation on the internet. These people are arrested. Remember how many, did you guys ever hear it? What was it, years ago, 2 years ago, a year ago? Oh, Hillary's arrested. She's not. We can't, like, go crazy. If somebody says something, does this make sense? Does it add up? And then the other thing was, I think there's a lot to this, because they had definitely had those, like, envelopes at that Bush funeral. Now, that was many years ago. Many years ago. A few years ago. Probably only a couple. I can't even remember when it was. Okay, those were held in winter of 2018, that funeral was. So you had those envelopes where they were clearly disgusted when they seen those. Now, you know, you try to put all these puzzle pieces together. This is why I kind of like deep down, like, for what it's worth, you guys listening, that there's still something going on here. Now, we can't pinpoint it. I know a lot of people are going to say, oh, this is happening. Some timelines are saying it could take up to April. We don't know. Let's be honest. There's too much speculation. And I'm not even going to get my hopes up, but I, like I said, I just put it in the back of my mind. If you're going to watch these people like Simon Parks and others, kind of look at it more as like a, okay, what are they saying this time? But don't get too emotionally involved, because I had to back off from this stuff myself because it was really shooting me to hell. And it's important you guys do that too, because if you get too inundated in this stuff, it'll really drag you down. But now they also announced that the National Guard is going to stay in D.C. now until March, mid-March. Again, it's weird to have all those troops in Washington. And that's another reason I do think that there's more to this than what's going to come out yet. It's just a matter of what the hell is it going to be? When is it going to happen, and what is it going to be? I guess at the end of the day, we're just observers anyway. There's not really much we can do. And a lot of people said, like, even if you go to the Alex Jones, he got all pissed about the Q people and stuff. I think back at the Capitol that you know, it shouldn't. Obviously, there was provocateurs and stuff like that. But he was saying, well, these people get into the Q stuff, and then they don't take action and blah 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 blah. What would have been different if we wouldn't have had Q? Like, you would have had more people on Washington. It probably would have been more angry, and it probably would have been more of a insurrection, if I should use that word. So at the end of the day, we're basically just observers anyway. Now, you could probably take steps in your local, but even those are getting so corrupt anymore, it's ridiculous. So that's all I kind of wanted to say, ladies and gentlemen. Just a small update here on the podcast. I think a lot of people are waiting to hear from me. I was sitting waiting to see what would happen. Again, we're just about almost a week into this shit storm of a presidency, if it's even legit. I don't think it really is legit. The question is, when are the White Hats going to make their move? As always, folks, stay smart, stay strong, and we'll get through this on the other side.